Hey everyone, what's up? It's Nigel. Hope everyone had a good day today. I just finished watching The Mandalorian, Episode 5, Season 3, Chapter 21. Man, wow, what a show, what a show, what an episode. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So this one was titled The Pirate, and so this is in, I guess, retaliation or the consequences after the Mandalorian Din Djarin destroyed a few ships. And in the last episode, when they went to Navarro and tried to stay and treat it like it wasn't, like it was their place to hang out again, and it Navarro has changed so much. But the pirates are like, I call him Swamp Thing because he looks like he looks like Swamp Thing. And so he decides to just attack Navarro and just destroy everything. And that makes Greef Karga pack up everything and get as many people to safety as he can. And then they end up wandering the desert. So these people are homeless. Their planet is under siege by these assholes. And yeah, man, it was devastating, devastating. The pirates ended up, some stayed on the ship, some went on the planet into the city and just took it over. And they just took it over and they became like, they are bullies in all intents. So when the message came out, he sent a message before he left the city, and it was just asking for help from anybody who would help. And so it got to the hands of, I don't want to mess up his name, but I called him David Suzuki, but it's not David Suzuki. So it's Carson Teva, right? Like he does patrols, he works for the New Republic. And I believe his rank is captain. He was there before. I think in season 2 or season 1. I can't remember which earlier season it was. But he did give him a break, give Din Djarin a break. Because he wasn't using the right transponder. So he let him go. And while he was at that bar, because when I saw the place, I'm like, what is this place? Didn't know what it was. So, and it's just where, like, a cop bar or something, like, in our world, it's like where cops go hang out. It's like a bar where pilots go hang out and, New Republic patrol hangs out and stuff. So, very easy to relate and understand. And I swear I saw Zeb, right? His full name is Garozeb Aurelios. That's how I pronounce it. But that's Zeb from Star Wars Rebels. I'm like, holy crap. It looks like him, sounds like him. I'm like, man, is he flying for the New Republic now? Like, wow. Good to see him back, man. That character was amazing. I love Rebels. Rebels was awesome. And then, yeah, let's get back into it. So Carson Teva, he goes in to, I guess, goes to Coruscant and asks for help. But I don't know, man. These people are lazy, or they're dumb, or they're stupid. One of the three, or all three. They just refuse to help people in dire need of help. And then I was so pissed at the screen when I was watching this scene, because that lady who mind flayed Dr. Pershing's mind, that lady was in this episode. I'm like, damn, she's still cute, but she's a fucking sadist and she's a fucking mean person. She's pure evil. She wiped the man's mind last episode. And I was like, no, not last episode, 2 episodes ago. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing here? And then I remember, oh, she's probably helping the Empire rebuild, with their cloning technology and all this stuff now. So I'm like, oh Lord, have mercy. I guess she'll be popping up her head every so often. So then Carson Teva, he knows where the Mandalorians are, and he goes seeking help to, because if he can, he's not authorized to go help. So he asked Mandalorians for help. And so he tells them, here, listen to this. It's from Greef Karga. I know he's a friend of yours. You wouldn't just abandon him like that. I know you go help him, so that's why I came here. And don't worry about this planet. I'm not gonna tell anybody. You know, your secret is safe. And then he leaves. Shortly thereafter, they have a huddle meeting, obviously, because Din Djarin is his friend. He'll go regardless if they all go with him or not. And so he pleads his case. And then I think his name is Paz Vizsla. Yeah, I think he. Anyways, from Paz Vizsla. I call him Big Papa. He's a big dude. I don't know who that actor is, but he's a freaking wall. And so he gets up and he starts to talk and he's like, we should do this because it's the right thing to do. And, this man saved not just my son's life, but Bo-Katan, Kreese, she didn't hesitate to save him either. So, this is the way. And then they team up. And after that, oh my God, the space battle, the distraction, the Mandalorians dropping in. Man, it was like, this is wicked. It was awesome. Just to see the efficiency and the skill and the skill set from each Mandalorian. And I'm like, Lord, have mercy. This is beautiful to watch. It was tremendously beautiful to watch. I had so much fun. And then, after, because the main pirate ship, it got destroyed because they shadowed all the engines and then it just crashed on the planet and then it just blew up and it was beautiful. Beautiful. We shot some marshmallows. They roasted some marshmallows. But yeah, it let me see. So it was amazing to see the unification of the Mandalorians, because ever since the last episode, I knew it was possible, but it's just that all these different I guess tribes of Mandalorians, and then Children of the Watch. Then, do you take your helmet off or not? And these rules, and I'm not saying rules and structure and discipline are bad, but it's like you're all the same people. You should get along. So, after the space battle, which was glorious, Greef Karga gave them the tract of land that he had promised the Mandalorian. So now they can live in the open, raise their families, and live in peace. And I'm so happy for them because they've been in the dark for so long and had to hide, and it's no, that's no way to live. So, and then Papa Vizsla, I think it's Taz Vizsla, Paz Vizsla, he says to Bo-Katan that the man, the armorer wants to talk to her. So it goes back to the conversation that she had last episode with her citing the mythosaur, and she said, I've only heard this in legend. So it's like, are you certain? Because you could be the one to unify Mandalore. You could make us unified again. You could unify all of us. So I'm like, oh my God, she just nominated her. So when she comes up, she says, remove your helmet. And she's like, no, I can't. She goes, because I guess it's like an elder telling you to do something and you're younger, so you should respect your elder and do what they say. So she took off her helmet and she says, Bo-Katan, Kreese, you walk both worlds, right? And then she goes out and goes out to the other Mandalorians, and they're like all surprised because she has her helmet off, and she doesn't say anything about the mythosaur. She just said that it's time to go back to Mandalore, and Bo-Katan Kryze can unify us. It's time to take back Mandalore. I'm like, oh Lord, have mercy. So Bo-Katan is on a second mission now to go back to Mandalore, probably to get the Mythosaur. Oh my God, this is gonna be wicked. And then I thought that was it, but there's more. It seems that Carson Teva comes across a prison transport, and when he sends the probe out, the probe records that everybody on the vessel is dead. Obviously, they're floating in space. The hull is damaged. It took heavy, heavy damage. The hull is damaged. And all the, I guess, prison guards or whoever's supposed to protect them or transport the prisoners, they're dead. And Moff Gideon's body is not there. So that's, yeah, because rumors have already mentioned that he never made it to court or to prison or anything, right? So that just means he's gonna pop up pretty soon. I think it's 10 episodes for each season. No, 8, 16, 12, so 8 episodes. So this is 21, so 8, and this is 5. So three more. So you're gonna pop up probably 6 or 7. And what makes it worse now is that the not just the recording of what the ship of how the ship looks now, but the scan picked up what Teva calls Mandalorian, like Beskar, Mandalorian Beskar alloy. So it's like, how the hell did that get there? So then, of course, the guy on the other end is like, well, was he? Did the Mandalorians break him out? So that makes it look worse now. Because they're on Navarro. They've been set up. I smell set up because I don't think Mandalorians would release or rescue Moff Gideon. No way. So that's how it ended. What a great episode. Oh, man. Did Grogu feel out of place? I mean, he's just there for the ride. There's no reason for him to be there, but whatever, man. I don't know. I guess they want to sell merchandise and toys. I don't know. But another great episode for me. I love the Mandalorians. They're great. They're awesome. And I can't wait for episode 6, 7, 8, season 4, and beyond. And I hope to see more of Zeb, hopefully, because Rebels was animated to see Zeb live action. So cool. So cool. Oh man, that's amazing. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. If this is your first time listening and you made it this far, thank you. Please follow me on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. For the people who are following me, thank you for still continuing on this journey with me. We'll do it together. I'm still having fun. Hopefully you are too. Hopefully you're interested as I am having fun doing this for you guys. Hopefully you're having fun too. So with that, I'm out. It's almost Friday, so enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great night. And tomorrow is Thursday, so tomorrow is Star Trek Picard. I believe it's episode 7, I think. Yes, yeah, 7. Whew, yeah, that's coming to a close too, real quick. Another 4 weeks, or no, another 3 weeks after tomorrow. So, oh boy. All right, so yeah, that's how it is. Wednesday, Mandalorian. Thursday, Star Trek Picard. Sunday, got Succession. The Roy family's back. They started back last week. And then, of course, Kiefer Sutherland is back in Canada, baby. He's filming Rabbit Hole, limited series, 8 episodes. 2 have dropped. Check it out. Check out my review and have some fun. All right. So, good night. Peace.